are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show. I am Sarah Chapin, and I'm here today with...
Licia Prater. Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good.
We miss you, Maurice. Great. We miss you, and we are here with...
Hi, Maurice. We do miss you. We are here with Rain Montana. She is here to talk to us about all kinds of amazing things. I'm actually... I mean, not to say that I'm not excited about other shows, but I'm really excited about this one. Okay, so I am going to read Rain's bio to give you kind of an introduction as to what we're going to be talking about tonight. So, Rain Montana is the co-founder of Mayelle Wellness, the world's leading vaginal rejuvenation product. She supports women's intimate health. She's worked side by side of some of the world's greatest sexuality experts, including Miss Jaya, the creator of the Erotic Blueprints, Sheila Kelly, the founder of S Factor, and Mama Gina, the School of Womanly Arts. She's passionate about helping women own their body and sensuality in an empowering way and is a master of helping powerful women to step into and own her desires. Welcome, Rain.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's our pleasure. I'm so excited. No pun intended. So, obviously, I just read your bio, and I think this is going to be a topic that's going to interest a lot of women. So why don't we just kind of dive into it, ladies? So tell us about what inspired you to get into this line of work. And I don't even want to make it sound like it's just work. I mean, obviously, this is a passion of yours. So tell us a little bit about how you found your way into this world.
Yes, I am extremely passionate about helping women discover and rediscover their sensuality. For many, many years, I was a personal trainer, and I worked with women of all ages, helping them develop their bodies from the outside. And over the years, I really found myself wanting to work with them on a deeper level,
mm-hmm.
and helping them really break through any blocks that they've had and really come into their best self.
Yeah, yeah. So I should have, I think I got just so eager and excited about this topic that I wanted to obviously address that Rain is a sex and relationship mentor. So obviously in that line of work, working with women, couples, I would imagine, in helping develop intimacy in various levels. So what would be sort of like a daily practice, I guess, that you would offer a client of yours that has come to you for this kind of mentoring?
Yes, great question. And it really depends on the woman.
Yeah.
Primarily, I work with women over 40 who are struggling with an unfulfilling sex life mm-hmm. and aren't getting the intimacy they desire. I do work with couples, but primarily women. And one of the biggest things is to help them reconnect with their bodies and their pleasure. We're in such a rush and hurry world, and it seems like everybody wants something from us that we often find ourselves at the bottom of the totem pole.
Mm.
And also we tend to shut down our desires, our needs, our longings, and sometimes we wake up and don't even know what we want anymore.
Yeah.
We're both like,
Yep. What do you think that you love the most about what you do as a sex and relationship mentor?
Yes, I just really love working with women and encouraging them and watching them blossom and also get rid of shame.
Mm.
As women, we tend to have a lot of shame around all kinds of things, not only our physical bodies, but also sometimes our sexuality.
Yeah.
And depending upon how we were raised and maybe a religious affiliation, we might have grown up with the idea that sex is bad.
You know, you said something just now that I think probably would speak to many, many, many women, probably more women than not. We tend to identify our, maybe identify is not the right word, our physical appearance is intertwined with how sexual we feel. Mm-hmm. And I can say from my own perspective, from my own, you know, just speaking about myself, I definitely find myself feeling like, you know, how sexual am I as a person in relationship to how do I see my body? How do I see myself? And I know a lot of women that feel that way. A lot of women are like, oh, I don't like, I, you know, I've put on some extra weight, or I just don't feel like I look pretty, and I just don't really want to be intimate with my significant other because of the way that we feel about ourselves, when in fact, our significant other is like, what are you talking about? And it's just this mind thing that we do to ourselves. And I think that's really hard for a lot of women, is to separate how we see ourselves physically with our sexual being. And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. And I think a lot of that starts when we are tiny.
Yeah.
We're not born making those judgments and critical assertions about ourselves. We learn it.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the line, we agreed.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So maybe way back we had parents that maybe were critical or perfectionistic, and we learned that we had to maybe follow in line and be the right person. And then maybe we got a little older and we got into school, and there's maybe mean kids and competition among students. And then you get to the teen years. And if you're a woman, well, that can be really challenging too, because now we're dealing with vulvas and periods.
Mm-hmm.
And the world tells us they're dirty and messy and everything.
Yeah.
Right? So more shame.
Yes.
And then along the way, we're also growing and we're listening to the media.
Oh,
and the media tells
us killer right there.
That everything is wrong with us.
Yes.
We are not okay.
Right.
So along the way, we buy into it in many different ways.
Yeah.
You know, the media wants us to have longer lashes, thicker hair, get rid of our wrinkles and our cellulite, lose weight, be perfect, smile all of the time,
be happy, be
an amazing lover, keep a clean house, maybe work outside of the house. And so we decide that we just can't compete.
Yeah.
We can't. And we get very self-critical.
Yes.
And I consider our self-talk abusive. We speak to ourselves in a way that we don't speak to others.
Oh, no. No, I would never. I mean, again, I would never talk to someone in the way that sometimes I catch myself talking to myself, speaking to myself. And
right.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think it starts so early with girls in particular. And I think with, you know, magazines, social media, very early on, we are told this is what you're supposed to look like. And if you don't fit in within that mold, well, not a lot of space for you there.
You're broken.
Yeah.
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 Something's wrong with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is it time for us to pay some bills? Okay.
Bills. We will definitely have to go more into this when we get back, because I think there's definitely a lot of layers to this.
Yeah.
It's like my personal history, too. So I'm like, oh, yes, I know where you're coming from.
Let's talk, girl. Let's talk.
So sponsor unicorn here, everyone. Our first sponsor today is Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom. Commit to changing your financial story, create an actionable financial roadmap, and put your plan into action. We have Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys in the state, as well as identity theft protection and monitoring for personal use and for your business. Legal Shield is great, you guys. Definitely check that out. We have Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach. Free health coaching services. Call 530-355-5929 for Change with Jesse. And yeah, we'll get back to more of them when we get back.
Thank you. Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Women of Vision on KCNR 96.5 FM. I'm Sarah Chapin, and we are here with Alicia Prater.
Hello.
And Rain Montana.
Hello.
I told her name. Sounds like she's about to drop an album.
And I know.
I'm very excited.
Seriously. Right? It's like, that's got to be a stage name, right? Because that name is too cool to really be a real name. Okay, so before we went to break, we were kind of talking about, the stigma, I guess, that goes with body image, sexuality, just being comfortable and living in our own skin in truly an authentic way. And I don't know. God, I could just go down this massive rabbit hole. But
I think we all kind of know.
God. But one thing that I did want to get some insight on is, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, the struggles that we all have gone through in trying to accept who we are and what we look like and relinquishing ourselves from, you know, I think that the heaviness of comparing ourselves to other people. So one question that I think is something that probably a lot of us could benefit from is, how do we unlearn what we've been taught, what we've been sort of brainwashed to believe? You know, how do we start training our brain? And how did you start doing that? How do you help women train their brain to look at themselves in a different way to hopefully allow them to be more sensual, sexual, and confident?
Yeah, great question. It took us up to now our lifetime to get here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
We've been telling ourselves different types of messages our whole life.
Yeah.
So it's going to take time to unlearn and to believe that we are worthy and we're valuable and we're beautiful. And sometimes I'll have, first we have to forgive ourselves.
Mm.
We have to forgive ourselves for holding on to that criticalness and judgmentalness of ourselves.
Yeah.
It starts there. And then it turns into an awareness. So when we have those messages going off in our head, like, oh, I'm fat, or oh, I need to do more squats, or whatever it is, as soon as we realize we've said those things to ourselves, we need to reframe it and restate it.
Mm-hmm.
And catch it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
And it just takes practice, because so many of us have these messages going on all day long,
mm-hmm,
of sorts, and we don't even realize the extent of our head chatter. So it takes time. And then I also really believe in a movement practice, and a movement practice to find our sensuality, to just move and put the music on and be alone and not worry about, is it pretty? Is it right? Is this like the right form? I'm moving by myself.
Right.
And that's part of embodying it.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that into our bones, into our body,
mm-hmm,
and tapping also into our feminine essence. You know, so many of us as women, we tend to hang out more in our masculine energy rather than our feminine energy. And we need both.
You know,
imagine a river and a riverbank. The mm-hmm river is the feminine energy. It's the flow. It's the curve. The masculine energy is the riverbank. And you can't have one without the other. So we need both. But what many of us need to do is to tap into and spend more time in our feminine energy or essence. And so I spend a lot of time working with women on that as well.
Oh, that's, yeah. As soon as you said living in the masculine, I was kind of like, yeah, that could.
Well, and we need that energy.
We do. We do need that energy, but
that's the energy that gets things done.
Sure, mm-hmm, sure, sure. And what are the techniques? What do you do, and what did you do for yourself to retrain your own brain? I mean, obviously, you had to start from somewhere as well. So what would be those tips and techniques when a woman, or anyone, I shouldn't even say woman, when anyone finds themselves in that moment where they're speaking harshly to themselves, you know, what would be maybe a mantra or something that you think could help someone stop that?
Yeah, I think it's also becoming aware of whose words those are.
Where they're coming from.
Where did they come
That's
from?
A good one.
And who do they belong to?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they weren't even the exact words, but it was something that we picked up, or an energy. How we translated it, yes. So it's really multifaceted. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, right? So we want to find out whose words were those.
Yeah.
Where did we get the initial message?
Right.
Because we picked up all the messages along the way that we spoke about earlier. And then we want to catch ourselves saying those things to ourselves and then reframe it, restate it in a positive. I think that mantras, if you will, can be helpful, but I think it's so much more than that. We have to embody it. We have to, like you say, change our brain. And mantras can be a good thing as well. Mm-hmm. I like to also get a whiteboard marker and write it on my bathroom mirror.
Write Ooh.
Things. And that's fun too.
That sounds fun. I have a whole bathroom I want to do that with now.
Yeah.
You
can get all the
mirrors.
Colors.
All the mirrors, all the pens.
And so what do we usually, aside from our phones, when we first wake up, we go to the restroom and we're looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
So if you've got those messages written there, very first thing you see, we're already shifting that.
Mm.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I should do that. In my mind,
I have so many ideas right now.
I know. I'm thinking, like, where are my dry erase marker pens? I need to go home and start.
So fun. We do, my husband and I will do, I love you on each other's mirror. Whatever, just any kind of message.
I kind of want to start surprising my roommates every morning with like a little inspirational thing.
It's so fun.
Oh my God. Yeah. That is such a good idea, because not only is it a nice thing to do for yourself, but then to surprise somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. I think those little things can go a long way for people. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm seriously like going through all of these questions that I have, and I'm like, okay, I can't ask every single one. So what would be the next best? Let's talk a little bit about when I was reading your bio. I want to scroll back to, you were talking about some of the people that you've worked with. Let's talk a little bit about Myel Wellness. You're the co-founder of Myel Wellness. So let's just dive into that. What is that about, and what can we share with our audience?
Yeah, great. Myel Wellness developed a vaginal rejuvenation wand, if you will,
mm-hmm.
which has 31 lights on it. You insert it vaginally, and we have red light and blue light.
Mm-hmm.
And so the red light helps more with the circulation and with muscle toning. It penetrates a little deeper mm-hmm. into the skin tissue. And the blue light is more surface. So if women maybe struggle, say, with yeast infections or mm-hmm. other type surface mm-hmm. issues. And I'm really passionate about it because it also helps women who might be struggling with dryness.
Ah.
And elasticity in there, or excuse me, I didn't say that, but laxity.
Yes. Wait. Yes.
You know the word.
I do.
So it helps women with that too, because when our vagina is feeling better and healthier, we're also going to have more confidence and maybe be more inclined to be intimate with our partner.
Sure.
I have many women, too, that have painful sex. And I'm not speaking about other medical type issues, but the painful sex can be from a variety of reasons. And the vaginal rejuvenation wand has been shown to really help with that as well, because often it's dryness or the tissue being lax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that something that where could someone receive this kind of treatment? Is that something they would come to you for? Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. The beauty of it is that you do it at home 10 minutes a week, three times. 10 minutes
a day
three times a week. Yeah.
That's what we recommend. And it's something you can do at home
right.
for yourself.
Right, for yourself. And it's a great way to have self-care as well, because
sure.
when we're taking care of that often neglected area,
mm-hmm.
it's also going to maybe bring up more, more thoughts of, just caring for an area that we often...
Happy endorphins.
Yeah. Thank you. That as well. Thank you. Yes. That as well can happen. But it's also a time just to sit back, relax, hang out, maybe even put your phone down.
Yeah.
And really be present.
And just Is there any downtime involved? Or I guess maybe
no.
we should circle. No.
Yeah, great question. There is no downtime at all.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's $349, free shipping. And just go to myelvibe.com.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
We will definitely circle back to this.
Yes.
For sure.
We have a sponsor unicorn has returned. Yes. Our first sponsor is Patty Nadau. I love her last name. A Bargain Books and More. She's located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 through 6 p.m., and we'll do book trades. I'm there basically every Tuesday before this. Josie Ramirez of Everbloom Skincare. She is located at 660 A, Azalea Avenue, with results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. And we have Deborah Mitchell of Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. And then we also have Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and retreats for women and a results-driven life coach, helping you get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire the most. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it, and we would not be able to do this without you.
Thank you.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
The Fat Bone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Fat Bone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Licia Prater. I am here with Sarah Chapin and with our special guest, Rain Montana. You are listening to us on KCNR FM 96.5. We were talking on the break just now about 2020 and kind of what a, I don't know, well, I'll let you ladies fill in the blank of how you want to describe 2020. But we were talking about how for many of us, myself included, how this was going to be the year of yes for me anyway. I decided in December of last year that 2020 was going to be my year. It was going to be my year of yes. I was going to say yes to everything and, you know, shed all of the things that made me uncomfortable and just go for it. Well, you had mentioned that you had your own year of yes a few years ago, and that was a pretty transformative time in your life. So I would love to hear about what that meant for you, what your year of yes was like.
Yes. Several years ago, I was really feeling shut down. I was running a couple of businesses, raising kids, and just finding myself taking care of everybody else and not taking care of myself. So I set out on my year of yes. And the first place I went was New York to Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts. And there I learned about reclaiming our femininity, reclaiming our feminine essence. And then from there, not directly, time went by.
Sure.
I had gone to San Francisco and studied under Bernadette Pleasant, who is the founder of the Emotion Institute and FEM. And there I found I learned that it's so important for us to express our emotions physically as well.
Mm.
And what we tend to do is we shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
But what in reality we need to do is move the emotion through our body, even the happy emotions.
Yeah.
And including rage and grief and all of those, because they get stuck otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I had gone to LA to study S Factor with, under Sheila Kelly's, creation of S Factor.
Yeah.
And there I really learned about the feminine essence even more and a movement practiced in that way. And then I had gone to LA still, Miss Jaya and Ian Ferguson, and I attended Path to Passion there. And Jaya is the creator of the 5 erotic blueprints.
Oh.
And that's where I learned about that. And if anyone's heard of the 5 love languages,
mm-hmm.
this is your 5 sex languages. So really important, especially between partners, to
yeah,
know
sure.
each other's language.
Yeah.
Otherwise, so many misunderstandings and hurt feelings can happen. So all through that, I was learning and learning along the way. And in my practice now, I include all of those beautiful practices.
And what are the 5, what is it? The 5 erotic
blueprints.
Yes. Share with the class.
Yes.
We're taking notes.
Okay. Take notes. This is going to be just a short version. So an energetic blueprint is someone that needs time and space. They need a little distance. They need to feel longing. They also like kind of a light or a hovering touch. A sensual blueprint is someone that's very turned on by all of their senses, by ambiance, by smell and sight. They typically like a little more grounded or a little firmer touch. And then there's the sexual. The sexual blueprint is someone that just wants to get right to it. It's all about
yeah.
the orgasm, the nudity, the genitalia.
Yep.
And then there's the kinky blueprint. And this is really anything that's out of your norm. So often when people hear that word, they think of the furthest thing that their
sure.
mind can go to. And it can be that.
Sure.
But it can also just be something that's not your norm.
Yeah.
And then lastly, not least though, is the shapeshifter. And the shapeshifter can really roll in all of those pretty easily. They're actually more of the erotic genius, if you will.
Got it.
So you can see that if you just, let's say a sexual blueprint, and a sensual blueprint. So often, if you think of a couple, each one having one of those blueprints, the sexual just wants to get right to it. And the sensual needs time.
Yeah.
They need the setup. They need the space. So what
yeah.
happens sometimes? The one partner, who's the sensual, says to the sexual, well, all you ever want is sex, right? And maybe the sexual says to the sensual, it's so much work with you. Right? So you can see where it,
yeah,
it can lead to a lot of miscommunication and misunderstanding.
Sure. And frustration.
And frustration.
On both sides.
And feelings of incompatibility. But there's really not an incompatibility when you understand each other's language. And then you give to each other in their language.
Makes sense. It does.
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
It really is. It's so fascinating. And with each, I guess, sort of category, you know, I think all of us can identify in each of those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you're probably not ever just one all the time. You
right.
probably have these moments where, yeah, maybe maybe you're somebody that likes to spend some time with someone, but then maybe you just need a break. You need to miss them. You need,
yes.
And you know, I feel like you can kind of flow through all of those. So would that person then be, what was the one that you said at the end?
The shapeshifter.
The shapeshifter.
Yeah. And you know, even if someone isn't a shapeshifter,
mm-hmm.
no one is one thing all of the time,
no.
as you stated.
Yeah.
They might lean toward one or two
sure.
primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's fantastic. Okay, Sarah, I'm sorry. I'm just over here like, there's so much to...
It's really fascinating hearing the psychology behind it.
Yeah.
I really like hearing that. I have a question. So we're talking about self-care. What do you do for, like, personal self-care on, like, just a normal kind of level? Like, do you go for jogs? Do you walk? Do you have books? What do you... I'm a book person. I'm like, well, give me a cup of tea and a book and a quiet room and we're good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I know we're all a little different, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love music. I love to dance, and I don't mean just like shake your hips and rock it out dancing. I like to move and dance from my soul and from my energy, and that is huge self-care for me because it reconnects me to my body.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I can tend to be a little disconnected and out there. Right. So that's a big one for me. I definitely love books. I love audiobooks too.
Yes.
And I like audiobooks often because I can put them on when I'm cleaning the house,
yes,
doing laundry, things, you know, where
things a little more mundane.
Not necessarily self-care, but it's a great way to.
It's like a stress management.
Get through a book.
I do it when I'm editing because I edit tons of like photos and content and stuff, and like I'm at a computer for like hours, and for me, like that's important to have that in the background because
yeah.
it helps make
yeah.
it go a little bit faster.
Right,
so.
Kind of breaks up the monotony.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
I
yeah.
do like to go for walks as well. Mm-hmm. To me, self-care isn't exercising.
Yeah.
To me, that I kind of put that in the have to category.
Same. Same.
Self-care comes in so many different varieties,
right?
Doesn't it? Self-care can be anything. I mean, it really yeah. can. It can be anything to anyone. It's whatever it is.
Absolutely.
I feel like this year it's putting up Christmas early.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like,
absolutely.
I need the sparkly lights, please.
Me too. That was me. I'm usually, like, vehement about when my Christmas stuff goes up, and this year I'm like,
they
I need...
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. And this year I'm like, no, I need magic around me all the time now. But, yeah, I think self-care can be whatever it is.
Yeah.
And even if it's just listening to an audiobook while you're doing something like laundry that you wouldn't normally enjoy doing, that's, you know.
It makes it more enjoyable.
It does.
Yeah. And sometimes I also have a breathing practice.
Hmm.
Sometimes I just spend time doing various breath work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you had mentioned that you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are your kids?
Ooh, let's see.
And how many and how old are your
yeah.
kids?
So I have two and my husband has two. They're all grown and gone.
Uh-huh.
We're empty nesters.
Aww.
And they are 28, 29, 35, 26.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere
like,
in there.
They're my age.
It gets confusing.
I'm 29.
Yeah.
It gets confusing. And we also have 7 grandkids and 1 on the way.
Oh,
yep. So I know. So exciting.
And so how did you, at what point in your life, being a mom, being a wife, at what point in your life did you discover this, this work? And how did you balance it with being a mom? I mean, so I have a girlfriend whose mother is in a similar line of work. And she didn't really get into it, though, until my friend was a young adult. But now my friend's daughters hear about, you know, what. And so it's just funny because I wonder, did your kids, did they at every point kind of go like, Mom, you know, what are you, or how was that balancing? Because, you know, kids don't want to hear about their parents being sexual beings. I mean, they just really don't want to hear that, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So how, I'm just curious, as a mom, you know, how did you find that?
We're actually going to have to get back to that.
Well,
we got so carried away and excited.
That's what happened.
So,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to touch with the last responses very quickly. We have Ash and Jazz of Lip From Within. They're at 2449 Athens Avenue. They have a wide range of services. We have Bev Gray with Zervita. We have Felicia Todorochi with All Fired Up. Dana Grant, Massive Intuitive Life Coach. I think she's doing a mastermind right now. I would definitely check her Facebook. And we have Max Moari with World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent. And then we have Allie with Boheme Salon and Spa. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you.
Hey.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 9OS APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hi, everyone. We're just having so much fun.
We're having way too much fun.
I know. We're forgetting that we're actually on the radio doing a show. So, hello. Welcome back. This is Licia. I'm with Sarah Chapin and with Rain Montana. We are talking about all kinds of really interesting topics. But if you were tuning in before, you heard me ask the question about Rain's line of work, which is a sex and relationship mentor. And I was curious to know how, as a mom, how your kids embraced that line of work.
Yeah, great question. So my kids were all grown and gone when I moved into this line of work. But even as adults, they found it odd.
Because, moms aren't allowed to be sexual.
Right. What?
In particular, my son, who's a 35-year-old, he wasn't quite sure what to do with that. And so I also had a stripper pole in my living room.
I knew I liked
you. Uncomfortable if I'm in a position. I'd be like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Totally
and, and I teach women a strip routine, a lap dance routine. I teach them that your feet never have to leave the ground to be a sexy pole vixen. So I'm pretty sure all of our adult kids have had a spin on that pole, just being silly.
I love it.
Mom, we didn't touch it all.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I don't believe that one moment in my life.
That's right.
So I have a quick question to wrap us up. What is your idea of success? Because I feel like that's something that varies between everyone.
Oh,
our ideas are. So I'm very curious what yours is.
Yeah, for me, success is touching people's lives and impacting them in a positive way. truly, that's success.
Yeah.
And that's where I have the most joy.
I love that.
I do too.
I feel like there's...
It doesn't always have to be monetary.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel like there's so much, like, information stuff, and there's so many people, it's like... Nice way to know that you're remembered just by how you had an impact on people.
Absolutely.
All of that. And I have a curious question. Are there any promotions or anything your listeners should know about since we're going to be wrapping up?
Yes. I am currently offering a complimentary Passionate Possibility session. It's valued at $349. And this is a session where we'll dive in and talk about what's possible. We'll talk about any blocks that are going on for the person and what they want for their life. And they can do that, sign up through my website at ambitiousliving.com.
Ambitiousliving.com.
Ambitious living. I love it. That's very memorable.
Ambitiousliving.com. Yeah.
And then is there any last thing you'd like to leave with our listeners, like any closing notes or one thing or piece of advice you got that you really liked growing up?
Yeah, definitely not advice growing up.
You're like, I'm going to pass on all of that.
Yes, but there is a quote that I really like, and it's sometimes the thing that scares you the most is the thing you need.
Oh, that's the truth. Yeah.
That's going back to the year of yes, right?
Yeah.
I feel like with 2020, we were all like, oh my gosh, new decade. I'm so excited because I'm 29. So basically all last decade was my entire like growing up as an adult.
Right.
Becoming like who I am kind of thing. So I was like, yes, we're 20. And then I feel like we're all like, oh man, why?
What?
Here?
What?
It's been a little crazy. And then where all can we find you?
Yes, so you can find me on my website, ambitiousliving.com. I'm also on Facebook at Ambitious Living Women and Instagram _ambitious_living. And you can find the Mayel wand at myelvibe.com. And that's myellevibe.com.
Fantastic.
We have a few more minutes. Is there any last thing you'd like to add?
Oh my goodness. Well, let's see. I am, participating in a pop-up shop that is going to be happening on November 20th. There are going to be some really cool local vendors. Please go to my Instagram page, which is Carrots and Confetti Events. Or you can also find me on Facebook under Carrots and Confetti Events. So that's really exciting. Kind of circling into Small Business Saturday. I think it's really important that this year, more than ever, we really support our local small businesses. Mm-hmm. And not to say that, you know, you can't find some great things at the mall, but you can find better things.
I feel like, yeah, like going back to like wanting to be meaningful and impacting people, like just like you buy from a big box, that's great. Like it's nice to have something that's very accessible, but like you're like supporting, like especially we're all small business owners. Like,
yeah.
Like you're supporting me and my dreams and my lifestyle.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. So yeah, I would say go to my Instagram, go to Facebook, look under, you know, Carrots. Actually, my Instagram handle is carrots_confetti, and you'll see all kinds of information about the pop-up shop and my other business, Letterbox Art Boutique. So, anyway, this is my quick little
going
plug.
To the Small Business Saturday. Yeah. Women of Vision is doing our fourth annual one. It's always the weekend after Black Friday, so it's going to be Saturday, November 28th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. We will be doing COVID-like restrictions, so asking to wear a mask, all that stuff, hand sanitizer. We really appreciate that. There's going to be 9 women-owned locations around town that are participating. We're going to have a pop-up vendor each one, so all different kinds of stuff from, like, I think we have, like, a bunch of artists. I'm going to have a photo booth that lit from within.
Fun.
Yeah, it's going to be, like, gold wall and crowns and stuff.
Oh, fun!
Yeah, so make everybody be queens. yeah, there's going to be a lot of different stuff. It's online at womenofvisionmovement.com/smallbizsaturday. And we're also going to have flyers around town. There should be a QR code you can scan on those. So we'll pull up all the information. And then we will meet at 5:30. I apologize. We're going to start at 5:30. Drawings at All Fired Up on Churn Creek, I believe. That's the road.
Yes.
I'm from Texas, you guys. So I don't know all the street names around. I'm like,
we'll figure it out eventually. Yes.
But yeah, we're going to do that. And then let's see. One last wonderful question. What are you looking forward to the last of your 2020? What are
the
you
last part of 2020?
Yes. What are you wanting to do with that?
seeing family. We have a couple of family weekends a year because my kids live in Yreka and Medford. And we were maybe going to Cancun on Saturday, but we're not sure yet. Not sure about that.
Yeah.
I feel like 2020 is a giant casino, and we're all either, like, hitting the jackpot or all losing.
Seriously, right? It's like that. That's exactly it. We're either crapping out or hitting the jackpot. I don't know.
Yes. What are your goals for 2021?
Oh, wow. My goals for 2021. To reach more women. And I do speaking engagements and retreats as well. And, of course, that hasn't been much of a thing.
Yeah.
2020. But I'm looking forward to doing more of that as well.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing the retreats?
A few years.
Ooh. Yeah. Everybody's like, we're going to watch our schedule. Yeah. And keep us alive.
Is it something that you can, I mean, I would imagine you can do, I know it's not the same as being in person and really
virtual.
Yeah. But yeah. Can you, is that something that you could do virtually? And have you attempted to do those kinds of things virtually?
I haven't done a lot of it virtually. I definitely see my clients virtually.
Mm-hmm.
We meet on Zoom. But depending upon how 2021 goes, I might do more of that because I don't want to wait another year.
Yeah. I know. It's hard being without people.
Yeah.
You're telling the extroverts, we're the two of us are extroverts, we're like, people?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a challenge this year not being able to fully embrace gatherings and people and all of the things that we normally do. Yeah, as a wedding planner and it's been tough. It's been, hopefully 21 will turn things around a bit. Are we running out of time? Am I babbling on again?
I'm like, I don't know. I feel like today I just got so excited. I'm like blabbing. I'm like, we have so much time. And I'm just like, I just like I answered everything so fast. going on that, when you experience like a burnout, what do you do to like regenerate? Like how do you, like this where you just get and you're like,
burnout.
What do you do?
Burnout's a thing, isn't it?
First I get off the computer.
Yeah.
And I push back from social media.
Yes.
And just try to spend more time being instead of doing.
Social media is, you know, Lady Gaga said it, and I think it's like the greatest quote I've ever heard. She said that social media is the toilet of the internet.
It's sort of a love hate.
You know, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful, really, in so many ways.
It's a love hate relationship.
It is. It is. And then sometimes it really is important to just kind of like take a back from that. Mm-hmm. Sarah, what's going on with you though? I feel like we've been yammering on about, you know, all the things that we have going on, and I know you always have pots on the fire.
Well, like the rest of the class, I have not been able to travel. Most of my job involves travel, so this year's been fun reevaluating that. It's a lot of Zoom meetings.
Lots of Zoom meetings.
Yeah, I have to like actually like do my makeup, otherwise I feel like it's not a real job. So at this point, I'm like, I gotta like feel like I'm going outside.
Just put clothes on, and I'll just do my Zoom in pajamas.
Yeah, just prepping for Small Business Saturday. But we're about to head out for this evening, so I just wanted one more time for you to repeat where we can find you. It was so great having you here today. Thank you so much for letting us interview you and putting up with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a wonderful time. You can find me at ambitiousliving.com and myelvibe.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much again.
Yes.
Small Business Saturday, November 28th. We look forward to seeing you. Thanks again.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.
We are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.